send you off, I ain't call you a fag in short order. But he was a dear friend, so we told the reporter that we never could have imagined. Mr. Sandwich took his daughter to the shed, took his axe and he put a fucking border down her head. Now the singer, Mr. Sandwich, probably had a disorder, but I don't know, maybe he just went nuts. Mr. Sandwich, he took his axe and he cut his kid's head in half. Mr. Sandwich, you having a laugh? Mr. Sandwich, he took his axe and he cut his kid's head in half. Mr. Sandwich, you having a laugh?
When I was retired,
right,
I went into Domino's Pizza Mexico on accident. I make the pizzas and have my film, have my friend film it. And the guy was like, yeah, but you have to put a hat on and some gloves. So I was making the pizza and these people come in and go, are you Conan? And I go, yeah, but what are you doing?
Sandwich like them always clone, like they watch porn, eat corn, and he like Shane Warne. In fact, he had such an interest in sports that Mr. Sandwich considered himself an athletic supporter. And Mr. Sandwich has supporters saying that the story's been distorted and contorted. Mr. Sandwich killed a kid with an axe, but one half is purported. It's retorted because they know it's not the facts. Mr. Sandwich, he took his axe and he cut his kid's head in half. Mr. Sandwich, you have a laugh. Mr. Sandwich, he took his axe and he cut his kid's head in half. Mr. Sandwich, you have a laugh.
We'll have a pepperoni and a double cheese.